Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 29 grade. Die parlement gaan debatteer oor die EFF se mosie oor die FSA se besluit om buitelandse hulp aan Suid-Afrika te staak. Die bespreking, gelei deur partyleier Julius Malema, volg op Washington se onttrekking van befondsing vir MEV-vigsprogramme. En ons Assie Mogobo berig.
The EFF believes the aid cut is in relation to South Africa's stance on land expropriation without compensation and its genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. The party also raised concern over US President Donald Trump's refugee status offer to white Afrikaners, citing persecution linked to land reform claims. While the aid cut affected multiple countries, its impact in South Africa has led to the closure of some HIV and AIDS clinics that provide life-saving antiretroviral treatment. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
President Ramaphosa vra dringende optrede om misdaad en wetteloosheid in Gauteng aan te pak. Hy het op 'n vergadering tussen die nasionale uitvoerende gesag en die provinsiale uitvoerende raad in Johannesburg gewaarsku vertragings met die oplossing van hierdie kwessies kan vordering ondermyn. Ramaphosa het werkloosheid en armoede as provinsie se grootste uitdagings geïdentifiseer.
The observance of Human Rights Month is particularly relevant in the context of our discussions today. The right to water, right to sanitation, to healthcare, to housing, to education, all these are fundamental to the well-being of our communities.
Die polisie in Gauteng het beslag gelê op steroïde en stimulante ter waarde van 15 miljoen rand. Lede van die SAPD se nasionale eenheid vir georganiseerde misdaad ondersoek het gister 6 vernagtes in Pretoria in hegtenis geneem. Die polisie se manne verwyk.
Follow-up investigations into this syndicate's activities led the team to the identified storage facility. Preliminary investigations indicate that the syndicate was operating an online platform to trade and distribute scheduled medicine, steroids, stimulants and other illicit substances to consumers.
Renoster strooiprei voorvalle het 'n afname gesien in parke, plase en reservate in privaat besit in die land. Die minister van Bosbou, Vissery en Omgewingsake, Dion George, het vandag die 2024 statistieke oor renoster strooiprei aangebied. Van Januarie tot Desember verlede jaar is 420 renosters in die land gestroop.
The hardest hit province continues to be KwaZulu-Natal, that lost 232 rhinos. However, this is a notable decline from the 325 that were lost in 2023. Kruger National Park reported a total of 88 poached rhino for 2024. This is 10 animals fewer than the 78 that were reported for Kruger National Park during the same period in 2023.
En nog nes uit die buitenland, inwoners in Australië se ooskus maak gereed vir die impak van die mees suidelike sikloon in meer as 5 dekades. Tropiese sikloon Alfred sal na verwagting Vrydag in die vroeë oggendure die kus suids van Queensland se hoofstad Brisbane tref. Inwoners het reeds supermarke van kos en gebottelde water gestroop. Ek is Chanel September, top story at the Sour. Parliament has set to debate the EFF's motion on the US's decision to halt foreign aid to South Africa.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Like minus 4 degrees.